Hey, Leading LDS world, this is Kurt Frankum, the executive director of Leading LDS and your favorite podcast host. Am I right? Anyways, I want to just send out a quick message. This is sort of a between-isode. We don't have any guest or a specific topic we're talking about other than what's happening in November. Now, many of you know November is the day in the U.S. that we celebrate Thanksgiving. And after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, the day after, and it's a mess, people. Okay, if you ever come to the U.S. on Black Friday, I apologize for the society and culture we've created. But nonetheless, I'm sure many of you are already, training to throw some elbows and get the great deals on products. And then following Black Friday, that following Monday is Cyber Monday, where there's some fantastic deals online that people should probably be working, but in fact, they're online looking for great deals. But few people realize what that the next Tuesday is. It's Giving Tuesday. This is a campaign that a bunch of nonprofits gather together and use this time after everybody's spent way too much money, spent way too much time shopping for material items, that we can come together and create some focus around charitable efforts, foundations, and other 501c3 nonprofits that are trying to have an impact in the world. And Leading LDS, being one of those nonprofits, want to leverage this day as well and really make it special and make it an event that we can do something different and focus in on lay leaders across the world that are having an impact. And of course, part of that will be fundraising for the next year, 2018, to make sure that we can cover all the costs that is necessary to keep Leading LDS going so that we can continue to line up fantastic podcast episodes, webinars, articles, I mean, on and on, the content and resources. We really want to make as broad of impact we can among lay leaders in the LDS Church, and Giving Tuesday will be a way to really jumpstart our efforts for the coming year. So here's what we're going to do on Giving Tuesday, and you'll see this hashtag Giving Tuesday all over the place on that day. It's November 28th, by the way. And Leading LDS will be using that hashtag as well, but we're also doing what is called a webathon. And I, myself, am going to stay up for 24 hours. That's right, 24 hours, folks. And we're going to virtually visit every time zone across the globe and talk with lay leaders in different countries and learn about their culture, learn about their life, their family, what it's like being a member of the church in that country, how the church is growing. And of course, we'll learn about how they lead and how the church may differ in their part of the world. And, just like we do on the podcast and the How I Lead segment, we'll be doing kind of micro interviews of lay leaders across the world during this time. And so you'll be able to watch that by going to leadinglds.org on our homepage, or you can just tune in via Facebook. All of these interviews will be pushed out via Facebook Live, and you can comment, ask questions, and watch me as I talk with leaders across the world. I sure hope the majority of them speak English, or we'll have an interpreter there to help us out. So this is what I want you to do. Go to leadinglds.org, and you can also look in the show notes of this episode, and there'll be some links there. But at leadinglds.org, on the top of the homepage, there's a link that'll take you to our Giving Tuesday page. And there you can see some of the people I have lined up across the world that I'll be interviewing during that time, some goals that we've set. One of the big audacious goals that I've set is I want to have, by the end of Giving Tuesday, I want to have 5,000 core leaders. That's right, folks, 5,000. There are definitely, we get anywhere from 40 to 50,000 people listening to this podcast on a regular basis in a month. And so for sure, we can get 5,000 of those people giving at least $1 a month, maybe five, maybe 10, and contributing to Leading LDS. And really, this, it would be remarkable to have the fundraising, the finance side of Leading LDS out of the way for 2018 so that we can focus on really developing fantastic content and interviews. And it would also give us more bandwidth to dig deeper and find interviews and episodes that would really make your subscribing to the podcast worth it. So while you're over there in the Giving Tuesday page, become a core leader. And for those of you that are already core leaders, bless your heart. I can't thank you enough. It is truly making a difference. Maybe consider upping your donation by $1 or $2, and to increase your donation, you just have to cancel your old subscription donation and submit a new one, and that's how you would increase it. But I realize that we have some ambitious goals, and I'm focused to make these happen so that we can create a difference in the lives of lay leaders across the world. And for those of you that have already donated, again, I thank you so much. I apologize that we're always asking when maybe you've already given, but we are in the works to create more and more resources so that it is worth every dollar, every $10, every $20 that you give to Leading LDS. This is also a shout out to the audience. If you know of an individual internationally, a leader, they don't necessarily have to be a leader. Maybe they have leadership experience, or maybe they know a leader at a far off country. We are still trying to solidify the guest list for November 28th when we do the 24-hour webathon. So if you know somebody, maybe in Portugal, maybe in China, maybe in Vietnam, in the Philippines, wherever it is, of a leader that we could talk to, it would just be maybe 20, 30 minutes on that day. And obviously it would be during their daytime, might be during my nighttime, but we'd love to interview them. So go to leadinglds.org and hit the contact button and send us their information. And or maybe you can talk to them first and see if that's something you'd be interested in. And then we can connect and get them on the schedule. But this is going to be so much fun. And I hope it, you know, I want these to be entertaining. I don't want to be just a dry voice asking for more and more donations, but we are making a difference. And I think just to close, I'd like to read a few testimonials that we've received at Leading LDS. Many of these testimonials, when they get emailed to me, they sometimes make me weep. But this is really a payday that we receive when we get these emails. To know that we're making a difference, even in one life, is so inspiring. And increasing the ability and capacity of lay leaders is, man, this is so much fun. And I'm so grateful for all of you that give us, especially me, the opportunity to create this resource and to continue to make a difference. But Megan says, thank you so much for such a great resource. I have felt alone quite a bit in my calling this past year, and the reading and studying I have done from the website have been very comforting. I have shared a lot of what I've learned with various leaders and members of my ward. Cameron says, I wanted to reach out to simply say, thank you for creating this podcast and producing this content. I travel weekly, and over the past several weeks, my time on airplanes has been enlightened as I have consumed nearly every episode. For the past several years, I've worked in the management consulting leadership development arena. In doing so, I've worked with leaders at all organizational levels and across industries, helping to identify, teach, and sustain effective leadership principles and practices. I have long felt that we needed to have a similar conversation and examination of leadership in the church. Thus, I have so enjoyed your podcast. David says, I'm currently serving as a bishop. I travel extensively for work, and I have to maintain driving 3 hours to the airport most every week. Thank you for your Leading LDS podcast. I have quite a few of my ward council listening to various episodes that I share with them, and some are hooked like I am listening each week to whatever you post. Robert says, Leading LDS has a huge impact in my training as a bishop. Just listening to all of these podcasts and reading comments has certainly shaped and prepared me for many things. It influences how I run meetings and how I interact on many levels. I'm better at counseling with councils, for sure. Leading LDS has been a great supplement to my personal studies and my official church training and experience. Garrett says, I just wanted to drop a line to say thank you for all things Leading LDS. I'm a new member of the bishopric and found tremendous help in your podcast and website. Maria says, my sister just thanked me for introducing her to your podcast. She says to tell you it has helped her in so many ways and to keep up the good work. These are just six of many, many testimonials that you can actually read by going to leadinglds.org/about at the very bottom of our about page. That's where I post the testimonials that we receive with their permission, of course. And obviously this, you can see how this is making a difference. If you have a similar testimonial, I would love for you to do two things. Either email it to me at the contact page on Leading LDS, or go to the Facebook page and you actually leave a review, give us 5 stars, and include your testimonial there. So again, you guys, I can't thank you enough. You're making a difference in my life. You're inspiring me to keep going. You're inspiring me to push the envelope and create resources that are going to be invaluable to leaders across the world. And I couldn't do it without you. I want you to participate in Giving Tuesday and to make sure that you're on the newsletter, that you're getting emails and updates as we announce new things throughout this month leading up to the 24-hour webathon where we'll be visiting lay leaders across the world. We can do this. We've set some ambitious goals, and this is how we're leading in the world, and this is how we'll make a difference by showing leaders how to lead better. So until next time, be a leader and not a calling.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us. by the God of heaven who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.